Please remember this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now tonight I'm interviewing the two ladies from Two Hot Wives, right here on Wild in Bed. You can know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice, moving over and inside you. Just relax back and listen to our menage interview. Hi, it's Devlin from Wild in Bed, and I would like to welcome Ams and Kat from Two Hot Wives podcast.
Hi, Devlin.
Two Hot Wives has been growing rapidly since when you started, which was
October 2020. Yeah.
2020. Fantastic. How many listeners are you getting a month at the moment?
We are coming up on close to 10,000 downloads for the month of January across our library.
So we're really excited. I don't think we anticipated that it would be growing this quickly.
Yes.
Especially over the holidays.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And people aren't commuting, so they're not, you know, able to listen to more explicit podcasts as frequently as they used to. So we're thrilled with the level of growth that we've encountered.
That's fantastic. Obviously, one of the big things on the show is the chemistry between you two and the magic that you two have between you. How long have you been friends for?
We are
actually
coming up,
not that long.
Yeah, we're coming up on two years.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 years. And you're both married and in open relationships?
Yes.
That's right.
That's how we met.
Okay. Go on, tell me. You've got to tell me.
We met because we were both on a couple's dating site. Mm-hmm. And Ams and Mr. Ams were going on a particular vacation that Mr. Kat and I had been on before. And so we felt like this urgency for us to meet. The guys had been talking back and forth on the site a little bit, and there was a mutual.
And by like dating site, we mean a site designed for lifestyle or swinger couples to meet each other. So it was a couple's date, two couples getting together to get to know each other. And we were heading to a resort in Mexico that's sort of known to be a lifestyle friendly resort.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we had gone on that vacation. So I was saying to Mr. Kat, like, we need to meet them before they go because I have information.
So much advice. Great advice.
So we did get together before they went, and I spilled all of my good stuff, and we just hit it off. We just,
immediately clicked.
Yeah.
Right. You go on a lot of these dates. If you're in an open marriage, you're looking for other couples to potentially play with. The chemistry is not always there. So it was kind of unusual where all four of us just clicked immediately.
We actually did something very unusual in the lifestyle community. We hung out the next day at an art festival.
Yeah.
We got a text like, hey, what are you guys doing today? Let's hang out. And it was a great day.
It's a friends with benefits model.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's a lot more
casual.
Mm-hmm. Much more of a casual relationship between the four of you than. Mm-hmm. That's excellent. So who came up with the idea of the podcast? Where did that come from?
Hard to say who.
Yeah.
Because we talk with each other like girlfriends do, right? But it's a more sexy, fun conversation.
Yeah. I've always been a fan of podcasts, and it's such a great resource for people who want to learn more about whatever they're interested in.
Well, and in fact, I think we both listen to We Got a Thing.
Yeah. Yes. So there's a lot of lifestyle podcasts.
But a lot of regular podcasts as well, like vanilla podcasts, right?
Yeah. So, but, you know, I found that there wasn't a podcast that was focused on sex positive content for women in committed relationships that was hosted by women. Mm-hmm. So we really wanted to fill that gap and give women a place to explore their sexuality without judgment, without men kind of listening in on the experience. I think we can just be a lot more candid and open if it's just women.
Really, it's like a group of women sat around in a bar.
Yes.
Well, and they get to listen in.
That's yeah, right.
We know we have a lot of male listeners.
Sure.
But
sure.
As we are talking and we are doing the podcast, we are in our own room where our husbands are not present at the time. And so we're just free to let the conversation flow. And yeah. I think it definitely represents who we are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So where'd you get your ideas from for the episodes? Are they personal experience? Are
yeah.
they curiosities?
Yeah.
Right now we're still early in launching the podcast, but we have plenty of our own experiences and our own desires and fantasies that we can still dig into all of that. But every time that we do research for an episode, if something new and intriguing comes up that doesn't quite fit the narrative of a particular episode, we write it down on a little Google Doc mm-hmm. sheet as a, you know, an idea for a future episode.
Yeah, you just wait. Season two. Ooh.
It's gonna be
But we also felt that it was important to start from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like the beginning of sort of our awakening.
Yeah.
So to speak. I mean, what made us decide to do this? And what's the beginning of like exploring how to have more fun?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the bedroom, right?
Yeah. I think a lot of women get to a certain age and they're married, they have children, they have like that happily ever after. And sex doesn't seem to be part of the narrative anymore. But mm-hmm. most of us still want to have phenomenal sex. And
yes.
there's just no place to go and explore that doesn't feel like a weird, skeevy male version of sexuality. So we're just trying to, you know, create a space where women can explore their version of their own cool, kinky, curious sexuality.
Yeah, they can experience right. their desires and discuss them openly.
Exactly.
Without judgment.
Yeah, without judgment, and that's important, you know, because
mm-hmm.
everybody's got desires, male or female.
Mm-hmm.
We've all got fantasies, and it's bringing those out and feeling okay with whatever they are.
Exactly.
However kinky they are. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter.
It doesn't.
Mm-hmm. So you invite questions from your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever had one that was just like, wow, that is pretty weird?
So we believe very strongly that everybody deserves great sex. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter who you are. It doesn't matter what great sex looks like for
yes.
you. As long as everybody's a consenting adult, we're mm-hmm. not going to yuck someone else's yum. Right?
Right.
I like that phrase. I do yeah. like, I'm going right. to write that down. That's going into a story, I tell you. What's this space? I'm recording tomorrow's story tomorrow. So yes.
You know, for the most part, though, It's not that we've encountered questions about any sort of sexual activities as much as we've encountered questions about relationship issues.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we have a lot of male listeners and they are reaching out to us about how do they help their wives, you know, explore more fulfilling sexual experiences? How do they make her feel amazing, which is really sweet.
It is. It's very heartfelt.
And we get some questions from women who are like, well, mostly we get women who are just excited that there's
yeah.
a place for them to sort of,
yes.
you know,
have a community.
Yes. Yeah.
Hmm. Somewhere safe for them to go and just be themselves.
Yeah,
exactly.
We've been really touched by all of the emails that we've received, mostly all positive and,
yeah.
and just, you know, wanting to know the backstories and wanting the little extra tidbits of information that they think we might have.
Yeah. And we're an open book.
Yeah, we are.
I know when I started at Wild in Bed and Wild Desires, I was quite surprised how many couples listen.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I can absolutely
of,
see that.
We get that a lot.
Yes.
A lot of the emails say we've been listening and we love the podcast and they listen together.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Were you surprised by that? Did you expect that?
We did expect
I had anticipated that because we come from a perspective of being in an open marriage and lifestyle couples, that the couples might be the ones who listen. And, you know, the men as Kat was saying, that the men are really interested in making sure their wives are sexually fulfilled. So it doesn't surprise me that they're the ones who find us first sometimes.
And I've been of the thought that even if a lot of men are listening to us, well, then we're helping women by helping their men, right?
Yes.
Let us
if help we them. Help men understand women better, they're going to be better lovers, better partners.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And the women are going to benefit from that. So.
So going back to the open relationship thing, when did that question raise itself within your relationships?
Yeah, for both of us, it's been a few years, but it really came from a place of being with our husbands and saying, how do we have more fun together in bed? It's a couple activity or a group activity. You can't do it all on your own. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it starts as an open conversation. Neither one of us, you know, approached our husbands or had our husbands approach us and said, let's open up our marriage.
Right.
Because the answer might be, what the fuck?
Right.
But, you know, for Mr. Ams and I, we started looking into BDSM and kink. And that's where we explored. And it was through that community that we kind of learned about the lifestyle community, the swinger community. And that's how we approached it.
And with Mr. Cat and I, we approached it with erotica, actually. We started, in the beginning, he would read to me these erotic stories in bed. And my husband also has a very sexy voice and a deep, sexy voice. And so that was great. And then we would start sending messages back and forth. There was a site, well, it's still there, X Confessions, super hot. Okay. And it's little short stories that he could send me throughout the day, and I could read in, you know, a few minutes, maybe 5-10 minutes. And so it just sort of set the stage for more conversations, and the stories got a little hotter and a little hotter, and the conversation got a little hotter. So yeah, it just sort of took that direction, and here we are. Mm-hmm.
So for women listening who are thinking, well, hold it, you know, I want to embrace my sexuality. Mm-hmm. I want to embrace this sensuality. I want to discover more about what's inside me. Obviously, confidence is a big step towards that. Now, obviously, you two are very confident within yourselves. What steps would you advise they take with their partners or on their own?
It's such a great question. And I would say there are some short-term solutions and there are some long-term solutions. So if you find yourself in the middle of a sexual experience and you're not feeling good and confident and sexy about yourself, it's because you're in your head and you've got to get out of your head a little bit and enjoy what's happening. And there are a lot of different little tools that you can play around with that can help you get out of your head. Blindfolds are a great tool to like stop, you know, focusing on what you look like and just get, you know, into a different headspace. Flattering lighting, good music, a glass of wine, whatever you need to relax a little bit and get out of your head will make the experience better for you, and you will not get so caught up in your own sort of self-criticism.
I think of too, like the more long-term issues of feeling confident is that we tend to, at least, you know, for women who've had babies and we're on that other side of that.
Yes.
We take care of everybody else, but we don't take care of ourselves. Yeah. And I would say to women who want to feel more confident, take care of yourself as well as you take care of those that you love. Mm-hmm. Take the time to think about what makes you feel good, what makes you feel healthy. I think of health, like, you know, eat a good diet, exercise, and don't think about it as a way to make yourself look good. Think about it as a way to make yourself feel good.
Yeah.
When you exercise, when you eat well, when you get enough sleep, you feel more energized, more sexy. You feel better about yourself. When you take the time to care for yourself, you're going to start to feel more confident, because you can't just say like, I need to feel more confident and then pretend and, you know, try to fake it till you make it.
No,
it just doesn't work. You need to do the long-term things that make you feel confident healthy. From the inside. Healthy is the way I think to start.
Yeah. And you don't have to look like a Barbie doll. We don't look like Barbie dolls. Nobody does.
Right.
Even Barbie doesn't look like a Barbie doll. So don't be so worried about what's on the scale, or just take the time to be your best self, you know.
Put on pretty underwear every day. Give yourself a manicure.
Right.
Do the things that you think would be caring for yourself.
Yeah.
Care for yourself.
My mother used to boast that she did not shave her legs for 7 years because she had so many children to take care of.
That's crazy.
Don't be my mother.
Oh my God.
Shave your legs, right? It just
shave
makes you
legs.
Feel better.
Yes. You feel a lot better if you shave your legs.
I think there's a perception, I'm speaking from a man's viewpoint, that men just want Barbie dolls. Ooh. And that's so untrue.
Right.
Speaking from a man's perspective, it's not what you want.
I would say that's awesome, because I've noticed that Mr. Cat loves women in general. He loves them all, like all shapes and sizes. And I have been pleasantly, I won't say surprised, but pleasantly, you know, intrigued that he has a wide variety of
women
that he just thinks are sexy for different reasons.
Yeah. And on the flip side of that, you know, one of the funny little bonuses of opening up your marriage, if that's something that your listeners are considering, is you do get to see yourself through the eyes of many different men. And maybe sometimes what your husband says, oh, you look really beautiful, you look really sexy, you start to not necessarily believe them or feel like, you know, they just have to say that. But when you hear that kind of over and over again from different men in different walks of life, you start to believe it yourself. And I found that was a huge confidence boost for me.
I do too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it would be, wouldn't it? I mean, different people giving that perspective rather than the same person that sees it almost becomes like what you want.
Obligatory.
Right. Yeah.
It becomes a habit rather than something they're saying because they're actually feeling it.
Right.
Yeah, even if they are feeling it.
Right.
Sure. But, you know,
we start to believe them more.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they're not just making it up. And
right. Maybe they really do believe that.
Yes. Okay. Do you feel there's still a reluctance among women to open up about their desires?
Yes. Yes.
Definitely.
The narrative in this country around women's sexuality is so incredibly fucked up. Women are taught from a very young age to be good girls, to not want sex, to not be interested in sex. And you also have to have phenomenal oral skills by the time you're 16 years old. Like, it just doesn't make 16. Any sense whatsoever. If you think about like what young women are exposed to, it's not healthy. It's not good. And all of us, I don't care how amazing the woman is, how enlightened and sexually woke she is, all of us are coming into the bedroom with a certain amount of baggage. And we're not, you know, we haven't reached the path of enlightenment on this stuff. We're still working on it. We're still working through all of this. But acknowledging that you might have some weird negative feelings about sex and just examining them and figuring out how to move on is part of why we're doing this. But we know it's a really tall hill to climb.
Yeah.
Do you think there's too much focus on just the physicality of sex rather than the pleasure?
Yes. I think
because it's like that. It's like, I mean, I know I'm not going to go on about Tantra and things, but they teach in Tantra that there's too much focus on the physical orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than the whole pleasure surrounding the orgasm.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot. Women have a lot of performance anxiety. And am I going to come? And am I going to come fast enough? And is this taking too long? And I think men are very visual creatures. And the sex industry is very focused on making men orgasm. And so we see, you know, pornography, which is an art, right? That's a visual art. It's not how real people have sex.
No.
And it set some very unrealistic expectations.
Okay. There was a movie that came out quite a while ago, Don John.
Yes.
Do you know it?
Yes.
Where he was fixated on porn and the perfection and the nuts and bolts of it all. And what a great movie, because towards the end, he met a woman and they started the relationship, and the just the whole feeling of sex. He had to change his whole mindset. It was really...
I got to check that one out.
I know. It was really, really a great movie. It just came to mind when you were talking about like the physicality of it and the visual of it. And I think that we, for a long time with the technology, you know, it's so easy to just find porn all the time.
Yes.
Right. And you can take care of yourself. And so why do you need a woman? Why do you need that intimacy? And so learning to go from the physicality of sex acts to actual intimacy and closeness with another person is a big...
It's a huge step. It's a huge step for many people, I think, especially given the current situation. Mm-hmm. Intimacy is very much lacking.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, with coronavirus and everything, there's a natural distance between people, and that even the normal intimacy we would get with friends and family. Yeah.
The interesting thing about that is I think that that has, I mean, we sort of formed our own little like
quarantine
we call it,
yeah.
Where we weren't doing anything outside and they weren't doing anything outside. So the four of us, it created this sort of cocoon where we just became very, very close. Yeah. And I would say, more intimate because of it.
Yes.
It forces you together more, doesn't it?
Right. I mean, the conversations that the four of us have are unbelievable.
Yeah. Yes. And it, I mean, it, 2020 has forced us to all examine the relationships in our lives, and the ones that are sort of more frivolous, less important, have had to take a back seat because that feels dangerous to, you know, spend time with a lot of people. So it's sort of forced a greater level of intimacy with a smaller number of people, if you are fortunate enough to have that. And of course, there are many people out there who can't have that right now, and they're struggling, which is tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes it a lot more difficult. Mm-hmm. So if you guys were going to have an orgy, if you're going to organize, who would you invite and why?
Well, I have a laminated list, but they're all men, and I think that's a gangbang.
I think that might be a gangbang.
I think that's just a gangbang. So, I mean, I can tell you who's on my laminated list, but you know, I love Tom Hiddleston because he likes to dance.
Okay,
right? I love to dance, and that man can dance. Damn,
yeah.
He's so good. And I love Paul Rudd. I mean, if we're talking celebrity craziness,
he makes me laugh.
He's so adorable. Yeah. I just want to, And Hugh Jackman,
also Wolverine.
Yes, a dancer too.
Yes,
he's got rhythm. He can sing, and he's hot as hell. Mm-hmm. Right? Bradley Cooper. I'm sorry, they're all men.
You want them all at the same time.
No,
girl, I'll be exhausted.
I would be famous. Hello.
Yeah.
I would be like, I would have to write a book on that.
Yes.
For sure. But yeah, those blue eyes and that wavy hair. Oh, just
for you.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, my guys are like, you know, they like to dance. They like to have fun. They're fucking hot with the whole Wolverine thing.
Yeah.
He's my favorite, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, my dream is not an orgy.
No.
It's a game thing. Does that make me a bad girl?
No.
No, right? No judgment.
No judgment.
No judgment.
But yeah, I would totally do that. I would totally do that. Maybe.
So do you feel that there is anything that is misunderstood about either of you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, possibly.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, you know, we're doing this podcast and we're putting our best foot forward.
Yeah.
And it may seem that we are perfect and we have these perfect lives and everything is just amazing all the time. I think I use that word a lot. Amazing, fun, great.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, but really, we're just regular women. We're real girls mm-hmm. who mm-hmm. have real problems and real things that we have to deal with every day. We have kids and they have activities or no activities and they're home all the time. But I mean, I think that it may be thought that we have this perfect life or that we're trying to say we have a perfect life and we're not. Yeah. We're just, you know, we're at the beginning of this amazing podcast. Sarah used the word amazing again.
Yeah.
And we do want to put our best foot forward, but we're just regular girls with regular lives.
Yeah. Yeah. We are not perfect. Our lives are not on rails, or if they are, they get derailed
all the time
frequently. So we are literally figuring all this shit out along with our listeners.
Okay. So do you feel like there's anything I should have asked you that if I'd known more about you, I would have asked? Any dirty little secrets? I should have.
You know,
we're pretty much an open book.
We really dish.
Put it all out there.
And we put it all out there.
We'll dish on anything. And it's all in the podcast, right? If you are curious about what makes us tick, we are figuring it out as we're talking in front of the microphone. So if people are interested in that, we are the Two Hot Wives. That's a to the number.
Number two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can find us on anywhere you listen to podcasts. We're also on social media at the number two Hot Wives.
I'll put all your social media links into the notes.
We've been having a lot of fun with social media lately. Yeah.
Yes, I noticed that.
We're sort of new, to be honest, new to Twitter. I mean, this is, I didn't have a personal account before this. And we're having a lot of fun with it.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's like naughty, naughty Facebook. Instead of, you know, posting pictures of little JoJo got the soccer trophy, we're like, ooh, we had an MFM last night.
So that's the first and third Wednesday of every month?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
A new episode's out?
That's right.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you, Ams and Kat.
Thank you, Devlin. We had so much fun.
And I'm sure if any of my listeners would like to explore their sexuality mm-hmm. a little more and maybe get more of a female view on it, then they'll be over to see you.
We would welcome them.
Now on Monday, we're going to get dirtier and darker. Something very salacious. Something very filthy. So come and join me tomorrow night on Wild in Bed. But for now, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.